This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. We've gotten used to hearing daily coronavirus numbers for North Carolina, like the number of new cases and the number of people in the hospital with COVID-19. But the numbers from any one day don't tell us very much. It's more helpful to watch the trends over time. So how's North Carolina doing? Joining us to break it down is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So, Claire, what does this week tell us about the state's coronavirus trends?
Well, all of the numbers that the state watches are starting to decline or level off when you look at them over at least the past 14 days. First, there's the percentage of people who go to the emergency room with COVID-like symptoms. So health officials look at that as the first indicator of possible new coronavirus cases. That has been declining, according to the state health department. Then there's the number of new daily coronavirus cases. That's also starting to decline.
But yesterday, North Carolina reported 1,763 new cases of COVID-19. And that's the highest number in about 5 days, right?
Right. So like you said at the beginning, it's more helpful to look at how the numbers are changing over time rather than just one day. And honestly, reporting just the one day numbers can be misleading. So there are a lot of variables from day to day. So even though the state reported a higher number of cases yesterday compared to the previous handful of days, the number of new cases right now is still starting to trend down overall. And keep in mind, a little over a month ago, the state reported a record high number of daily cases, and that number was 2,481.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those variables you mentioned with the one-day numbers. What are they?
Yeah, so for one thing, there's lag time between when someone takes a coronavirus test and when they get the results. So if I go get a COVID-19 test today and I get the results back on Monday, my positive case will be reported on Monday. But DHHS has also started sorting the number of positives based on the day a person was tested, or as they call it, the day the specimen was collected. So you can go to the website and see two different versions, one for the day people got tested and ultimately tested positive, and one for the day their case was reported. And interestingly, right now, those numbers show the highest number of cases that turned out to be positive were in people tested on July 7th, and that number was 2,810. Another thing is that not all hospitals report the number of COVID-19 patients they have to the state every day.
Now, let's talk more about hospitalizations. How's the state doing on that trend?
Yeah, so the state health department says hospitalizations are leveling off. So over the past 7 days, between 1,105 and 1,129 people were in the hospital with COVID on any given day. But remember, that number could be higher. Like I said, most hospitals in North Carolina report their COVID-19 patient number every day, but not all of them. For example, yesterday, 90% of hospitals were reporting. So in that case, 10% of the state hospitals are left out.
And what about percent positive, or the number of people who test positive for COVID-19 out of the total number of people tested? How's that number looking?
Well, right now it's around 7%, meaning it's trending slightly downward. State health officials have said they'd like it to be closer to 5%.
So all of these downward and leveling trends sound like good news, right? What have you heard from health officials?
Yeah, it's definitely good news. And State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen says she'll be watching closely in the next few weeks because we have a lot of kids who are going to be going back to school and back to college. She says more people in close contact at these places could mean more viral spread. So we'll kind of just have to wait and see what happens.
That's WFAE's Claire Donnelly. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.